And all I really wanna be your girl, be your girl, be your girl, be your girl. When you say all these twisted things to me, you ain't got enough love in your heart to break my winnings made of gold.
That's Haley Katrine. This has been Radio Zeke. You can pick this show up at duckworthy.com afterwards. Just gone 1 o'clock. I am out of here. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. Haley, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, this is a great song. I love that song. All right, let's play a PSA, and then I'll mix the board up and make it ready for the next bunch of folkies here.
This is the city where danger lurks. Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. They're not looking out for you. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, pal.
Pardon you.
The digital deadwalkers are multiplying. Until their behavior patterns can be modified, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons warns all innocent people to stay alert. Better yet, to step up and speak out.
Hey, dude, I'm walking here.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see you.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep everyone well connected with healthy bones.
All right, it is 1:01 on this gloomy, gloomy Wednesday.
We have returned to the pattern of terrible weather on our show.
Exactly. I thought we would have too much good weather, but I was happy to know that, you know, we had some terrible weather. Anyway, DJ Rizzle King, how are we doing today?
I am doing great, feeling really good. I don't know that. I don't know that for a fact. We'll discover it as the show goes along.
Oh, okay. Perhaps, we're going to learn a little bit more.
Perhaps in one of our segments. I do know. Mm-hmm. I am very excited about 145 this week, Sam.
Oh, I am as well. Because at 145, we have Sweatpants or Real Pants, a segment in which we discuss if we're wearing sweatpants or real pants and the implications therein. And I am excited because, well, DJ Rizzle King texted me the other day and he said, Sam, I have a surprise for you on this fine Sweatpants or Real Pants Wednesday. And now I'm quite excited because he's sitting down. I can't see what he's wearing.
No, it's. I've been very excited about it since probably Saturday.
Oh my God! Has it gotten through the week?
It has. And then 1:30. That about sums it up. We will get you there shortly. But for now,
a little bit of music. So here we have Wild Thing.
Wild thing, I think I love you, but I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight. I love you.
Night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night seem to whisper and hush. You know the summer light seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know now the time is just right. And straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time you just
all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your place. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, oh my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, oh my love? One more moon dance with you.
And that was Moon Dance by Van Morrison. Cut it off a little bit before the end there, but great song. Also covered by Michael Bublé. Totally different style. Fantastic singer. I think Sam does not vibe as much with the bubbles as I do.
Yeah, I was given the choice between Van Morrison or Bublé, and I went with the Van. I took the Van.
Can't go wrong with the Van.
I know. Was it a sketchy van? I don't know.
Aha! Wordplay. Verbal
banter. Banter on the radio today. Well, anyway, I have a question for you.
I think for one show, we should, for anybody who's listening to this show, our interactions can only be described as banter.
Yes.
So I think for an entire show,
we should just say the word banter.
Yes,
we should. Be like banter, 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 but in a bantering tone.
Witty banter, witty banter, witty banter.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to do the tone. Be like sad banter. I know. Sad banter, I know. Yeah.
I think that's all we need to do of that ever.
And then we'll have no listeners and we won't have a show.
All right.
Which means we'll have one less listener than now. Woo! Okay. I have a question for you. I don't even know if it's a question. I'd like to discuss it. Because on my way over here, and this has happened to me a couple of times, I had the crosswalk, I was waiting for the light. And then, there were cars coming, and I was like, oh, can't go yet. And I took a step, I can't go yet. And I wanted to, expedite the process, because I had to be at the show, and I wanted to come here, and I didn't want to wait for 5 minutes across the street. And then, eventually, I got up the courage to go, and I took a step into the street, and two steps in, it said, walk sign is on.
Oh.
And I was like,
oh,
man.
You were so brave.
I know. And so, I want to get your take on it, because I find it so frustrating. And I never get across the street when it's not like walks. I never get across in a dangerous moment.
See, okay, I did on the way over here, actually.
Oh, really?
I jumped the street a little bit. But the thing I pride myself on is, I know how this light synchronization works. I'm going to start walking before it turns on, so I'm halfway across.
I'm not there yet. I don't know the area well enough. I don't think I'm attentive enough. I have thought about trying to learn the ways of the lights.
But you will if and when you have a car up here, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, so that's the thing is that I'm not driving anywhere, and you can't really. I feel like there's no jaywalk equivalent of driving, because you can't just be like, I'm just gonna head over on the sidewalk real quick, and then just pop over onto the highway after that.
So, just run up the curb, cut through this hotel real quick.
Yeah. I'm just gonna go through the lobby, up the elevator, and then exit on the 14th floor.
Then I'll land in the river and I'll take the freeway.
Yes. Yes. What a feeling that would be, right?
What a feeling that would be.
What a feeling that would be.
Your mind. All the
Well, that song was a blast from the past. It was. And you know what it is? It's also a quarter past.
It is a quarter past. And we've been struggling to come up with a third segment to fill to fill the show. And we're going to test this one out. We have, right now, Blast from the Past at quarter past.
Yes, it is. We're going to talk about a blast from the past at a quarter past. Wait, did I say it right?
Blast from the past at quarter past.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay, I got it. See, Thomas came up with this about 4.5 seconds ago, so
yeah.
I have not had time to practice. Let's do a blast from the past at a quarter past, Thomas.
So, just quick.
Yep.
Sometimes it happens.
Yep. You remember?
Sometimes
remember in when we were younger and we couldn't talk?
Sometimes it's really harder to talk on the air than you would think. But what it is basically, compose yourself, Sam.
Okay.
There are two routes you can take, if you will.
Yes.
There is, you talk about something, you know, a ridiculous story from your childhood, something that people might find funny.
Sure.
But how we're going to start it off today is just things from general childhood, from the past, that fads or things that you would do.
Sure.
Just nostalgia-inducing things.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with, remember Beyblades? Do you remember Beyblades? Do you know what these are?
Keep going, because
Beyblades, for those of you who don't know.
Oh, no, when you pull the string. I remember those.
You have, it's like a little cylinder type thing.
Yeah.
And you pull the ripcord, and you put them in the
little.
You have an arena, and they just bang into each other.
Yeah, I remember
for like
that.
3 minutes.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they were like, they were traded as if they were money.
Yeah, you know.
Like tech decks, like the mini skateboards also.
Do you remember? I must have had like 1,000 Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah.
I had a thing that went on my arm that held the cards.
And I one time went to a Yu-Gi-Oh themed birthday party.
I had a Yu-Gi-Oh themed birthday party.
and I swear I walked out of there with 1,000 cards. Actually, they were all the same. Every single one of them was probably the same. I think I had like 200 repeats.
I don't think I knew how to play.
Oh, I didn't know how to play Yu-Gi-Oh either. I just liked having the cards for some reason.
I had the Game Boy Advanced game. And all of the cards.
I watched
the TV show.
I watched the TV show. I don't remember anything.
No, not at all.
I don't remember.
I couldn't even tell you
a character.
The cards had the little red balls on them, and the more there were, the better the card was.
I remember that the back was like a dark purplish blue, black color.
But, and then Yu-Gi-Oh was in yellow, and then it looked like a lightning.
Yeah, but kind of like a weird lightning.
A weird lightning.
I know what you mean. It had like a little curvature to it. It wasn't so straight. All right, and that was a blast from the past. That was interesting. I don't know. Yeah. Wow. I haven't thought about Yu-Gi-Oh in maybe a decade.
Probably not.
Isn't that crazy? Huh?
It's a blast from the past.
Here's a blast from the past. It's not even a blast from the past. Do you ever think about something and be like, this just hasn't crossed my mind in years.
In many years.
I know, but it's just been lying dormant in your head.
It's not
Isn't
something
that
you have any reason to not be thinking about.
I know. It's fascinating. Well, anyway. Since we're in the middle of this conversation, here's a song called The Middle.
Try everything you can, and don't you worry what they tell themselves. Don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head you feel left out. Look down on. Just do your best.
Just do your best.
Do everything you can. And don't you worry what their bitter hearts are gonna say. It just takes some time. A little good and a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright, alright. It just takes some time. A little good and a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright. I thought love was only true.
Hello, we're just welcoming you back on the air because I'm here to inform you that the DJ Drizzle King was just playing with a fidget spinner. I don't have anything to say. I actually had a song that I was about to play. I wasn't going to say anything. And then he started spinning it and just dropped it and it bounced all over the place. And I thought that the world needed to know. So here's
Sorry
another song.
For that.
My alarm clock ringing, woke up, telephone screaming, boss man singing his same old song. Rolling late about an hour, no cup of coffee, no shower, walk of shame with two different shoes on.
Rhyme or reason, no complicated meaning.
You broke my will, but what a thrill. Couldn't it grin, could whip all the fire. I left in love, thought I thought it was funny. But you came along and you moved me, honey. I changed my mind, this love is fine. Couldn't it grin, could whip all the fire. Kiss me, baby. Ooh, it feels good. Hold me, baby. Yeah, you gotta let me love you like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. I'm gonna tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails, I twiddle my thumb. I'm getting nervous, honey, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, you drive me crazy. Couldn't it read your grip balls of fire? Yeah, let me love you like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. I'm gonna tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails, Lord, I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, you're driving me crazy. Couldn't it reach and rip all the fire?
Okay, it is almost exactly 1:30, which means that it is time for That About Sums It Up, and I am here, DJ Rizzle King. Are we ready for this segment?
It is actually on time.
This is rare. We are two for two right now. Yeah.
And we're gonna drag this one out a little bit. It's been an eventful week.
Yeah,
Why not?
I like it. I'm not gonna lie. This song is queued up three times. It's gonna play three times. We're gonna hear it three times. But you're gonna listen to us. Maybe we'll turn it down like, a little bit each time it comes on. Yeah.
Maybe we should just turn ourselves down just quietly.
Yeah, exactly.
Also,
so just continually move our volumes down and down until we never have to talk.
So I will might as well get us started. But I have a lot of work right now. It is finals period. A lot of college students can relate. And I was getting rather frustrated at about 2 in the morning last night in an empty classroom. And someone said something. Mm-hmm. And it was something like, hey, this one thing maybe possibly won't work in a week from now.
Yep.
And I snapped. Mm-hmm. And I have one pencil that I use for everything.
Only one, huh?
I got another one today.
Okay.
Because it was my only pencil.
Huh.
And I just...
I'm a two pencil man, just so you know.
Okay. Well, you're not a faithful... I don't know what word
because
to put there, but...
I like to bring two pencils into like a test, say.
See, I would rather bring one pencil, an eraser, and extra lead.
But what if it breaks?
It won't.
What if you get angry and throw it?
I threw it against the wall and it shattered, is what happened.
Yeah.
And that about sums up my week.
But Thomas, let's be clear. It didn't like break into its pieces.
No.
Its pieces broke into other pieces.
I had to pick up 5 or 6 pieces of plastic.
Ah, that's okay. Well,
I did figure out the problem though. So that is a positive. With the thing that made me frustrated.
With your pencil?
No, the pencil was just dead.
The pencil was just broken.
The pencil went into the trash.
You didn't recycle it, huh? Wow. Caught.
Oh, I might not.
Caught red-handed.
Oh, no,
I should have. Just a PSA, please recycle, unlike DJ Rizzle King here. Clearly doesn't care about the environment at all.
Wow, that was a goof. I really should have recycled it.
It's okay. And ladies and gentlemen, here we are.
We're back.
We're back. The Incredible Bongolia Band. Anyway, now it's time for my That About Sums It Up.
Yeah, let's hear this. After ragging on me twice.
Hey. That's what the show is for. Okay. I was also up with Thomas last night. We were doing work. And I was trying to stay positive. Oh. So we're walking back to the dorm, and and right outside our radio show, actually, is a very, very busy road during the day. But at 2 in the morning, it's quite empty.
It is quite empty.
Very, very few cars. So I was like, well, why don't I take the opportunity, say, when do you get to sit in the street? Just in the middle of the street. When do you ever get to just take a seat?
Pretty much never.
Never, right? So I just took a seat pretty quickly, And I was just sitting there. I was like, hey, look at this. It's pretty serene. You know, I'm sitting in the middle of the road. It is. I mean, you know, this is pretty amazing. I'll tell my kids about this, obviously.
That's the thing. That's the thing you'll tell your kids
about.
And
then I heard, Sam, get up. So they saw headlights. And so I moved quite fast. I wasn't trying to get hit by a car last night.
For those of you interested, there is a video. Maybe it'll be appearing on on the Facebook page later today.
No.
Maybe it won't be.
Well, actually... Now we've done our two about sums it up, and you know if you've been listening, they're usually on the negative side.
It's easier, funnier.
You know, it's funny to rag on yourself and everything like that. But I've challenged DJ Rizzle King today, and I have asked him to come up with a positive that about sums it up.
Okay, so my caveat to this is it starts out negative. Is that okay?
Yeah.
It gets positive.
Yeah.
During a particularly dull, we've been in the library for 6 hours kind of day,
mm-hmm.
I received many, many notifications on my phone from the NHL app.
Wow.
And DJ Slips and I are big hockey fans, and we support the Washington Capitals. And the Washington Capitals, round three, here we go.
Round three.
The Washington Capitals had come back from 2-0 down in the series and won 4-2 on to the next round.
Yeah.
I got up. I literally took a lap around the library. Mm-hmm. I know multiple people in my life who have been giving me grief for being a Caps fan, and it's been great to be able to
revel in their dismay.
Exactly, especially when their teams may even not be in the playoffs.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
wasn't salty at all. I didn't hear any pent-up anger in that sentence whatsoever.
I'm just not getting my hopes up because anybody who knows hockey, whether you're a Caps fan or a Bruins fan or any other team, the Penguins are just the worst.
Yeah. This is not a biased show at all.
No biases.
Anyway, so you're the Capitals. They've won. You're lapping the library.
I'm lapping the library.
You are the Usain Bolt of Tish.
Wow, what a sad thing to be.
I'm pretty sure I walk faster on my knees than the Usain Bolt of Tish.
The Usain Bolt of Tish is the person who knows how to work jumbo print most efficiently.
Yeah. That they're just swipe right away. They're not even waiting. They're two-handing it. They swipe with the right. They push print with the left. Then they reach out with their right hand. They grab right off the printer and staple with their left all in one go.
Dear listeners, before this segment ends, I have a confession to make.
Okay.
I almost just dropped my fidget spinner again.
Oh my gosh.
Caught it between my legs.
I can't believe you're fidget spinning live on air.
I'm going to stop now.
Yes, you should. Put it away. Move it further away. Further away. Throw it against the wall, Thomas.
Oh yeah, that's good safety practices
All right.
inside the studio.
What is your positive that about sums it up?
I think it was on Saturday when I woke up and I did have somewhere to be early in the morning, and I woke up, sat bolt upright, and it was, I thought I was late, and it was 6 a.m. and I still had 2.5 hours of sleep left, and it was amazing.
Oh, that's amazing.
And that's happened to me 3 times this week, I think.
That's great. The worst is when you wake up and it's 7:15 and you were supposed to get up 30 minutes ago.
Yes.
That's what happened to me this morning. Anyway, we did it. That was 6 minutes of Bongolia. So here's some B.O.B.
I got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic in me. The girls come snapping at me. Now everybody wants a blast of magic, 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 oh, ooh. I got the magic in me.
This trick that I let simple blow your mind. Pick a verse, any verse, I hypnotize you with every line. I'll need a volunteer, how about you with the eyes? Come on down to the front, stand right here and don't be shy. I have you time traveling, have your mind babbling. People trying to inherit the skills, so they asking it. Even David Blaine had to go and take some classes in. I see mind freak like, what's up man, what's happening? So come on, come on, and see the show tonight. You better be astounded, no ghost or poltergeist. You know I'm no Pinocchio, I never told a lie. So call me Mr. Magic Man, I float on cloud nine.
I got the magic in me. Touch that track, it turns into gold.
Yes, it turns to gold.
Everybody knows I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping.
me.
They be snapping, baby.
Everybody wants a blast of magic, 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 oh. Fuck up the magic of
me. Take a journey into my mind. You'll see why it's been in my rhyme. Stay on the road, so I call my mama when I got time. I hit the stage, go insane, then jump into that crowd. See when I rhyme, I flow on a beat like put it out. You with my intergalactic ether. I sing just like Aretha, so respect me like I'm Caesar. I kick it like Adidas, blowing sticky like adhesive. Be cautious, cause what I be on to leave you with amnesia. I break all the rules like Evo Knievel. It's a spectacular show, cause my heart bumps diesel. So whatever you saying, it don't entertain my ego. I do this every day, hocus pocus is my kilo.
I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold.
We can go dance, we can go walk.
stay for all this time and do this radio show, DJ Rizzle King? That was the transition I chose to use.
That could have been better, but well, it could have been worse.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. This radio show has flown by. Maybe we'll get lucky and land 2 hours next semester. You'll have double of DJ Slips and DJ Rizzle King.
That'd be a little crazy.
That'd be a little crazy. I think there would be lots more segments. That's for sure.
What we'd have so many segments.
Would
we put Sweatpants Real Pants at the second 45 or the first 45?
It's gotta be a show closer.
I agree. I think it's a show closer.
Speaking
as well.
Of
Sweatpants or Real Pants, it's 1:45. DJ Rizzle King. This is very exciting. You know, if you've been listening to the whole show, which you probably haven't,
you probably haven't.
If you just heard that as you were turning the knob to change through this radio station,
you've made a grave mistake. Yeah, turn the other knob.
No. Stay for just like a minute because we're gonna do this thing. So, anyway, DJ Rizzle King has told me that he's very excited because he's wearing a pair of special pants today. So
I am
very excited to hear about them. DJ Rizzle King.
They are.
Okay.
First of all, not sweatpants. They are absolutely real pants. Absolutely 100%. This makes 3 weeks running for me.
We salute you.
So, these pants are new.
Okay.
This is actually the first time I'm wearing these
pants.
Forever, ever.
Okay.
Except for when I tried them on.
Okay.
On, I do believe, Friday afternoon.
Wow.
They were purchased on Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through the stages of, maybe I should stop wearing the same pair of green jeans every week.
Never change. Always green jeans. Green jean or not to green jean.
Maybe I should move out of this sweatpants and Timberland style.
Maybe.
So, I was reminded of that less than gently by a few of my friends that I need to change my style.
Mm-hmm.
So, they are, I don't even know what color to call them. I don't. I am admittedly bad with my colors. I don't know what the primary colors are.
It's green. I would call that a teal.
A teal?
Yeah, I was going to go with teal.
It's a nice teal.
But it's subtle. It's kind of a mellow teal.
It's understated.
Yeah.
They are, I'm not going to lie to you, they are tight.
Now,
Tighter than I normally wear my pants.
I'm going to say the following two things. One, I've seen Thomas dress for like 4.5, 5, 7 years now.
Wow, a lot of years.
And I can say with certainty that these are the most stylish pants that Thomas has ever worn.
Wow.
Because he's got the ankle showing. He's showing a little bit of ankle.
I am.
Exactly. He's growing up.
All right.
My brother would be proud. He wears his pants way too high. Yes, I know. If you're listening, Daniel, you wear your pants too high. It's okay. Anyway,
DJ Slips, sweatpants or real pants?
I'm proud because I am wearing real pants today.
Is this also your third week running?
No.
Ah.
I lost, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
2 weeks ago, I was wearing my fancy sweatpants. Keep that in mind.
Oh, those, yes.
I was wearing my fancy sweatpants, but then I was wearing my comfy khakis last week.
Yes, comfy khakis.
It was kind of like a weird spectrum type thing. It didn't really make much sense. But anyway, I'm wearing real pants today. They are blue. They're not the mellow teal that not all of us can wear a nice mellow teal. But I really want to talk about what I'm wearing on top.
Ah, and because for anybody interested, these photos of myself and mm-hmm. DJ Slips will be on our Facebook page.
They'll be available for purchase and download.
We will sign them for $1,500 apiece.
Yeah. $1,500 yen.
Throwing back to Pokemon.
Yeah.
But they will be on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. WMFO. Sorry, anything and everything. WMFO. Look us up on Facebook. Look us up. Email us if you so desire.
Anything and everything. WMFO@gmail.com.
So Sam,
we're gonna definitely check. We should check that after. Yeah. Maybe we have tons of emails. Anyway, on top, I am wearing a tie-dye shirt, a long-sleeve tie-dye shirt. And today someone said to me, Sam, I like your shirt. And I said, thank you. It's laundry week. and in honor of that, I think it is laundry week here at WMFO. Or sorry, rather, anything and everything, because you are wearing a new pair of pants.
I am wearing a new pair of pants.
Why are you wearing a new pair of pants? Because you don't have other pants to wear. It's laundry week. And so I'd say about once every 3 weeks, maybe once a month, we're, you know, on anything and everything. It'll be laundry week, and you'll get to see some pretty ridiculous outfits.
Some, these pants, why did I bring them to college? But I'm wearing them today.
Oh, I have, this shirt is one of those. That's like a, why do you, this is why I have it, is because I have no other clothes.
Yeah, it's right in the thick of that.
Yeah. But we're going to get back to some music for the last 10 minutes, and then we'll sign off. Maybe I have another discussion, and it's been a great show so far, so here we go.
Yeah, man. So we back in the club with our bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life, back, back to life. Hands up, yeah, suddenly we all got our hands up. No control of my body, ain't I seen you before? I think I remember those. Eyes, 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 eyes. 'Cause baby, tonight just right now, 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 now. Gonna set the roof on fire, gonna burn this motherfucker down, 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 down. Hands up, when the music drops, we both put our hands up. Put your hands on my body, swear I seen you before. I think I remember those eyes, 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 eyes. 'Cause baby,
baby, hope you catch that like T.O. That's how we roll. My life is a movie and you just TiVo. Mommy got me twisted like a dreadlock. She don't wrestle, but I got her in a headlock. Never, never do make a bedrock. Mommy on fire, psst, red hot. Bada bing, bada boom. Mr. Worldwide as I step in the room. I'm a hustler, baby, but that you knew. And tonight is just me and
baby,
you,
darling. The DJ got us falling in love again.
Let's take over
yeah,
the world.
Baby,
and this is a total change of pace, but it's epic, and it's from Star Wars.
I like how you lowered your voice at this. You're like,
and this is a total change of pace. We should do a whole show like this.
Stool of the Fates.
I feel like we should keep talking because it's so dramatic. I could say anything. I could be like, I like Brie cheese.
And it'd be epic.
You want to get dinner at 7:30?
I'd rather go at 6.
Unacceptable.
Fight me. And it sounds like we will.